It's the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey.
It is the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey, brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. Thursday. Man, I can't believe it's already Thursday. It feels like, man, we just started this week and I got a ton of stuff going on. It's like, how are we going to get through all this?
Yeah.
Like, you do too.
Yeah, not fun things, but yeah. I got stuff today and tomorrow. But I keep forgetting about it. I'm like, hey, it's Thursday.
I know.
It's the end of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not getting out of here anytime soon.
Really?
Oh, man. This is it. This is the busy time. I get one thing going on, and then all of a sudden, everyone piles on out of nowhere. I need this. Can you help me with this? Of course I will, because, you know, that's me.
Sure.
I'm here to rock this place, and, you know, people hit on me for, you know, whatever I can do and abilities and, you know, getting messages out and whatnot, so inundated.
Okay.
Yeah. And here we are. Not enough time of the day.
It is Thursday, and that means Theater Thursday and Pet of the Week coming up later on this morning, which I will tell you is going to be very interesting and a first for us.
A first.
A pet.
It's not a dog.
No.
It's not a cat.
No.
And that's all we've ever had.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had anything.
Did we have a rabbit?
I don't remember.
It's the first time then we haven't had a dog or a cat, so we'll tell you about that pet at 7:50.
But they still need love.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you, it's cute.
Okay.
For
what it is. It's not my choice.
So I'm on the Facebook because our question this morning, it was something that a coworker stole from you, like whatever. I think that's a probably pretty open question. Any workplace has not got everybody who's on board 100%. Maybe there's just a miscommunication thing. I had what's one of those meal delivery deals?
Like HelloFresh or something?
Yeah, something like that. I'd signed up for that for a minute.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It was a weird time, but I had it delivered to my house.
I think everybody tried it at least once.
I like the premise. It was really fun. The food was really good, but you still,
it still
have to cut it up and cook it.
Right.
And at the time, and that's not necessarily a big thing, but at the time, I was working two jobs and 11, 12 hours a day, and I needed something to be more than a freezer meal, but
yeah,
whatever.
But the freezer meal has the convenience of just throw it in. This isn't.
I probably should have done that. So being gone all day, whatever, I guess I decided to have it delivered to work, and I unpacked it, which is stupid, and I put it in the refrigerator, and then I forgot.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say it was like on a Friday. And when I got back in there on a Monday or a Tuesday or whenever, it had been taken out of the refrigerator.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was like meat, pounds of meat.
Right. Like they took it out, they took it away, they took it off with it? Okay.
They're like, hey. Like it was sitting out, and, you know, maybe most workplaces do. I've only mostly ever worked in radio stations. And in the break room, so to speak, there's a table. It'll have free food on it sometimes that a client might drop off or gift to us or something. Or if something's free, a free promotional item, it'll sit there.
Sure.
But this was in the fridge.
Right.
But it sat there for a few days. And my friend Mary, turns out, was like, hey, this has been here for a few days, and there's no note on it. And she started handing it out.
Jeez.
I was so mad. And, of course, I sent a note before I found out it was her, too. And we were small like here, so it didn't really matter. But sent it to the boss, never heard back from him. I saw another radio station acquaintance talking about his show partner's headphones got stolen.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why don't you just, after you take my headphones, can you go out in the parking lot and drive off with my car too?
And then punch me in the face and kick me in the crotch a few times. Because now we have to sit here and work with you.
And we know it was you.
There's only so many of us. And I'm saying it's here, but it's also the case at my acquaintance's radio station. It's not like there's a lot of people in radio stations anymore. She sent out an email. Nobody responded. Boss never responded. But another radio person spoke up and said, somebody stole the boombox out of my office, and I spent my morning show walking around with a microphone and everybody snooping around in everybody else's office and making a big deal of it, looking for my boombox. And my boss called me and said, how about I just buy you a new boombox and you stop this? So once again, somebody, and it's not just radio. I'm guessing it's every workplace when stuff gets fat-fingered. very rarely gets
dealt with.
Hey, if
it's not yours, you didn't purchase it, you didn't bring it in, it wasn't gifted to you, no one said you could take it, there's no note. Hey, it's not yours, don't touch it. I mean, give common sense.
So that's our question flying on Facebook this morning, and while I'm coming through my memories, this is from 2009. Went to the grocery store to pick up a few things, and yikes, $147 later.
Wow.
Gross.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that story from people now, and it's $300, $400, $500. Boy, has things changed that I was freaking out about $147 at the grocery store.
Yeah, you're getting about five or six things for that now.
If you're lucky, man. So nostalgia is big this year. We're going to talk about that in just a few. And why I believe the survey that people are reaching for nostalgic type things this year. Maybe it's because, I don't know, we're all stressed out. But we'll talk about all that coming up in a few. And I'm seeing it in pop culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mostly at fast food places.
Yeah, they're trying to bank on it for sure. That's all it is.
Meanwhile, we got American Girls from Harry Styles. And wait till you hear about his old lady, his old lady. Remember Olivia? I get the Olivias mixed up.
Well, there's a ton of them out there.
For a minute.
Everyone's named Olivia. Olivia Benson, Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Wilde.
Right.
Olivia Munn.
Right. It doesn't stop.
So he was with Olivia Wilde.
She's getting wild.
And wait till I tell you in Buzz this hour. The stuff she has to say about their old relationship was because, boy, I feel she's misdirected.
Oh.
But right now, here he is, American Girls, K105.3.
Yeah. 603 is the episode number. Thanks for being with us at 621 a.m. Hello.
Hey, I'll have to save that story for later.
It's
about a new, big, huge roller coaster that's going to be in Texas.
In Texas?
Yeah. How tall? What's the tallest one at Cedar Point? Do you know? Is it Millennium still?
Millennial Force?
Yeah. Is that the tallest? Wait, tallest.
That's my guess.
Here we go. Tallest roller coaster at Cedar Point. Which, if anybody's been there recently, tell us about it. 768.
4448.
All right. So, the most insane, tallest roller coaster rides at Cedar Point. There's 68 of them there. 18 are roller coasters.
Yeah.
Boy, are we spoiled. And it won't just give me the thing. But they're building a roller coaster in Texas that's going to be the first giga, what are they calling it? I didn't even know. The longest giga dive roller coaster.
Jeez, they're just making words up now.
It will elevate guests 309 feet in the air, higher than any other dive coaster in the world. They say it's inspired by the running of the bulls. Once at the top, just like waiting for the release of the bulls, the ride vehicle will pause for 3 seconds before a terrifying drop.
I almost feel like I'd rather go run with the bulls.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I don't know if we should be doing structures that high. You know what I mean? I see stuff like at least 5 or 6 times a year. I see and there are probably more than that we don't even know about. Stories about malfunctions and this, that, and the other thing. What happens if there's a malfunction on that thing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Stuck up there forever. Well,
if you're lucky.
Just was it last weekend, the siren something. I've never seen it in person. I haven't been there in a minute. At Cedar Point, where the roller coaster, the track is disconnected.
Right.
And when you go up over the top, then it connects to the hill. And then you drop.
Oh.
It's suspended. It hung riders up there
for 3 hours. Something.
Yeah.
See, that's why, that's a thing that you don't mess with. Like, you don't have, like, well, it connects. It's really cool when you come across and then it'll connect the tracks as soon as you come by. Yeah, what if something stupid happens and doesn't want to do it that day?
Right. Top Thrill 2 has had its issues, or was that Top Thrill 1?
Top Thrill 1 had plenty of issues. I think almost any time I ever went there, when Top Thrill 1 was there, it was always shut down or something was going on, or you saw it, like, it would go up, like, part way over the curve.
And then go back down.
Right. I never wanted to be that.
Whoop.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Top Thrill 2 stands at 420 feet.
Mm.
And then the Millennium Force is 310. And what did I say? This one was 319, so it's in between there. So we're still pretty big here.
Yeah. Well, in Ohio. Yeah. I'll let them claim that. I don't go there no more.
Dude, I went there over the weekend the first time. I told you that story the other day in Cleveland for a rock show. First thing, man, I smelled farts. They like crop dust at those shows. It's just a weird city. It sits like right on the lake. It looks like half the. I feel.
What if it wasn't them?
There's a part of downtown Cleveland when you first pass Progressive Field and you're getting into it, but you can go to the left and the lake's kind of there. That whole little block area, if you've ever been there, creeps me out. Gives me bad feelings.
It's got a weird look to it.
It does.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, they've got their own little like Broadway that is almost in some circles comparable to the musical play
the theater.
Scene. Theater. Thank you. In New York City.
The theater scene.
Now we got the FIFA World Cup going on here, and people bravely came to our country to support their favorite sport.
And you heard them. I heard a lot of stories where, like, we're nervous to come over here. We weren't sure what to expect. And, like, it's the story is now they're like, they're loving what's going on here.
Very well put. One sentence I saw yesterday. What they see as America as a country from their news, they are finding out that America is a country, but the quote said, but America is really the Americans, and they're having a great time discovering the real stuff out about it. It's not the stuff they're going to see from the news.
Yeah, well, it's just like, really, you know, just because the people that represent this nation, all the political whatever, just because they suck don't mean the rest of us do. You know what I'm saying?
They just are always doing mean things, I feel like. But Scotland is representing their country here in our country in a very big way. Scottish supporters attending the FIFA matches have created an unprecedented beer shortage across Boston establishments.
I heard that.
The Sam Adams Boston Tap Room sold out 4 times its normal weekend amount. Weekend amount.
Yeah.
Of Sam Adams Boston Lager Thursday through Sunday, forcing emergency Saturday delivery. That ran completely dry. Hennessy's bar, operating for over 30 years, sold out entirely on Sunday.
Jeez.
How fun is that? The White Bull Tavern exhausted all beer supplies, particularly something Tennent's Lager, which is Scotland's most popular brew.
Ah.
I wonder if it tastes the same here as it does there, you know, because if we go to Canada and drink Budweiser, it tastes different slightly.
Yeah, and Guinness, I heard the same thing with Ireland.
Yes.
It's different.
Boston.
I've heard.
Businesses are preparing for Scotland's versus Morocco game coming up this week.
Go soccer!
All right, so 48% of Americans see 2026 as a year of nostalgia. The Visit Anaheim Commission, that's how they're getting their word out there, sponsoring a poll like this that's released to the masses. Anyway, they did a study of 2,000 Americans, and they found nostalgia significantly impacts travel plans this year. For 65% planning trips in 2026. 53% said nostalgia influences destinations, 50% affects activities, and 31% impacts travel companions. Summer peak for nostalgia trips, 49%. I don't really know what all that means, but when I went to Cleveland, it was the first time in like 13, 14 years, I think, somewhere in there. I searched out a hotel that I stayed at before.
Yeah.
I was going to a venue to see a band for only the second time in my life, and it's the same venue that I saw them in the first time those years ago. So I was trying to build all those little
nostalgia
things into my trip, and I didn't even know. Americans embrace nostalgia because it recalls happier times. Is that why?
Yeah.
And provides comfort. Now, fast food chains, I do believe that is all probably true because we're seeing things pop up, like for the first time in 34 years, the fried pie at McDonald's, which to me would be a big thing if I hadn't been eating them at rallies all these years.
You're right. They have them too.
The Crown Nuggets at BK.
Yeah, I heard they're bringing back the Enchirito.
They are, but without the olives.
That's ridiculous.
Even bother.
Don't call it that. Call it something else.
That's exactly right. Hey, we got our news headlines and our first buzz on the way, and we're going to talk about one of the Olivias, the Olivia that dated Harry Styles, and her take on their 4-year relationship and the hate that they got from his fans.
Oh, my gosh.
I think she's forgetting something about that whole story, but we'll talk about that coming up on K105.3. All right, before we get to Olivia What's-Her-Face, Davy Chase passed away, and didn't know exactly who she was with her name as an actor, but I did recognize the films that she was in. The Ring, she played Samara. So is that the scary girl in The Ring that climbs
down
the stairs and through the TV and stuff?
Yeah.
She was really good at that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she scared the bejesus out of everybody that day.
She voiced Lilo in Lilo and Stitch. She passed away Tuesday. She was 35.
That's too bad.
She was 35? Battling meningitis and blood infections.
Oh, my gosh.
From septic complications. My goodness. It's 2026. Right. And I'm still hearing a lot about sepsis.
That's wild.
She
isn't
was
it?
Also in Donnie Darko, yeah. Big Love in 32 episodes. That's horrible.
Yeah.
All right, so Olivia Munn, right? No, Olivia Wilde. I always want to say it's Olivia Munn.
Well, you start, you know.
Olivia Munn, I think, is the guy, is the girl that was with Aaron Rodgers.
There's a million of those Olivias out there.
They all
there.
Came out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
She was on a podcast recently being interviewed and talking about dating Harry Styles. It was very strange to see complete fiction traded as fact. My private life was very far from it and very actually wholesome and sweet. And I don't know how much I understand it yet. She says that the relationship was wholesome and sweet despite parasocial backlash. That's his fans.
Yeah. They were rabid. I don't know if they're the same anymore.
It's almost like our happiness made them mad. Like, I would go to his shows and dance, and people are like, oh, how could she?
Right. What business does she have being here?
We had the loveliest relationship. So, so sweet and so beautiful and really actually very domestic and kind and lovely. We existed in this little bubble, and the judgment never really got into that bubble, which was a miracle, and that's great. But if you remember, they hooked up when she was directing him in a film, and she ditched out on her family for him.
Oh, yeah.
I left Jason Sudeikis with the kids. Now,
that's
maybe
right.
That's what she's talking about, that some of it, you know, was fiction and treated as fact, but there's a timeline.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I fully, like...
That's what I mean.
Right. It was swept under the wrong
rug. She forgot it.
Yeah.
That's why the fans were mad.
Right.
So anyway, it's like, nice job.
There's a way to do things, right? I think.
And then if my fingers would work and I could separate my pages. Macy's 54th annual fireworks show. They must have started doing it in 1976. It's going to feature Post Malone, Blake Shelton, Salt-N-Pepa, Noah Kahan, Baby Rex, and Shaboring. And that's going to be... on the 4th of July, it'll be on TV. They're going to launch 85,000 shells in 30 colors from 6 barges.
How many cakes do you think they'll use?
Yeah, right. They probably like wedding cake style.
Right.
Cake. Plus a new laser show from the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's neat.
The expanded show is going to air on NBC and Peacock 8 to 10 on the 4th. Live to tape broadcasts in other time zones.
What do they have those like set up on the bridge? Are they using drones? Or that's crazy.
Yeah, they got it. I've watched it before. It's really a spectacle. Last year, I remember there was kind of a fight over Golden.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And like one show maybe had the people singing, but then another show had just a dance troupe dancing to it, trying to make you think that you were going to get to see Golden live.
Right. Wow. That's neat.
It's been a year.
Just like the movie.
Oh, this is too bad. I just learned about this guy when I watched a Frank Sinatra documentary the other day. And I didn't watch it so much because it was Frank Sinatra, but I was in the mood for that timeline.
Yeah. The nostalgia of the...
And it was...
Could be. I mean, he stretched decades.
So his was specific. The one I was in the mood for specifically, Palm Springs, 60s.
Oh,
and that's what it was about. But he had this buddy. He was kind of a jerk to everybody, but he had a buddy that he was cool to, and it was kind of like his wingman.
Yeah.
Tom Dreesen was his name. He was a stand-up comedian, and he'd tour with Frank, and he'd... Right.
Yeah.
He passed away.
That's awful.
He was 86.
Yeah,
he had a long life.
Yeah.
He wanted you to all know how much joy you brought him through the years. He said to tell you that he loved you all. May he rest in peace. That's according to his family's Facebook post about it. The 2026 Stanley Cup Final delivered NHL's strongest TV ratings since 2019, which is really hilarious to me and you, because it passed and we didn't even know.
Why asked somebody the other day, did they do the hockey yet? Is that over? Like, yeah, man, it was over the weekend. Oh, it was. Okay.
In the spotlight, the Golden Knights from Vegas and the Carolina Hurricanes, and I'm guessing it was the folks in Vegas helping with that.
They never get any love in the NHL. I don't get it. It's weird.
The Vegas Knights?
Just the NHL in general. Like, it's like, It's just there.
It's like the stepchild.
Right.
Yeah.
Even redheaded. You know what I mean?
Mike Myers confirms a fourth Austin Powers movie happening.
Oh, great.
Now, I don't know if you've caught the commercial recently, but Verizon signed these characters on, and so you had to wonder right then why, and this is why.
Sometimes I watch things, and it's no, I have no sound on it, and I've seen Michael Myers, and you could tell he has no... He looks older as Dr. Evil or whatever. I saw that, but I didn't really...
Yeah, that's what it's about. He was on World Cup Watch with Trevor Noah, and a fan asked him directly about the long-rumored sequel, and he just gave a simple yes response. Apparently, he's not the nicest guy sometimes, and that blows my mind.
Not me. You know, I've never been too keen on that guy. There's always something about him that throws me off about him. The only thing I ever did like was that Dr. Evil character, and I didn't think... I don't know. I don't think he's funny.
When he did the Gong Show a few summers ago. Do you remember that?
I didn't see it.
So, you know, on the summer, and I haven't heard much about it this year, but for a long time, maybe a good 10 years, ABC would resurrect old game shows and do primetime specials with them with celebrities. And they brought back Gong Show a few years ago. And this guy was like pretty great at it and over the top, and it's English is all ghetto.
Right.
And after I watched it a couple of times, I was like, wait a minute. Aww. No, just like certain little movements. A hand was held the right way. A little like looking head dodge into the camera. Is that Mike Myers?
And it was.
And it totally was. Wow. In costume playing some Yahoo. But it was entertaining.
Then happy birthday to Jody Shackelford and Chris Karn. Joni Warren, happy birthday. Sandy Wilson and Joan Pittman celebrating along with Tom Chapman and Sarah Stettler. Annette French, Adam Herman, happy birthday. Misty Usher and Marie Gore, happy birthday. Aaron Hall celebrating along with Brian Lape and Delina Hatley. Amanda LeBun, happy birthday. Crystal Maddow and Samantha Fetter, happy birthday. Melissa Strode and Elise Rainey, happy birthday to you. And those are our K-Club members. What about VIP celebrities and dignitaries of the world?
Sure, let me find some. Well, Bruce Willis's wife is having a birthday today. Mm. She's 48. Her name is Emma.
Just Emma. Emma.
Emma Hemming Willis.
Willis, yeah.
Blake Shelton's 50. And Ray LaMontagne is 53. He's a music guy, right? Mm.
Sure.
Boys to Men singer Nathan Morris is 55. Man, a whole bunch of nobodies.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars cast.
Isabella Rossellini is 74. Paul McCartney's 84. There we go. There's an A.
Yeah.
Carol Kane, let's give her
a
whole bunch of kudos. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, she was Lillian. Latka's wife, Simca and Taxi, Miracle Max's wife, and The Princess Bride.
She showed up everywhere, honestly, for decades.
Yeah. She's like a poor man's version of Bernadette Peters in my 100%. Mind. Is that right?
But funnier.
Yes. Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for attempting to vote on this day in 1873 in the 1872 presidential election.
How weird. What a weird deal. How does that all get set up, too? Like, how dare you try to vote? Fine her. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds so strange to me.
Only, I think, dudes are landowners.
That's so strange.
Women couldn't vote until, I think, the 20s or 30s. It was just 100 years ago. And then it was only white women.
Right.
Don't even get me started.
I know. It just blows my mind. She attempted to vote. We better charge her with something. What do you mean? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
47 years later, women were able to vote after that happened in 1920.
All right. Sorry.
1967, the Jimi Hendrix Experience made their debut at the Monterey Pop Festival. He set his guitar on fire, and everybody knew who Jimi Hendrix was the next day. Sally Ride became America's first woman in space in 1983. The actual first woman in space was Russian. 1963, a cosmonaut named Valentina Tereshkova. 1985, Weird Al Yankovic released his third album. Like a Surgeon, Kinks parody Yoda, and a cover of George in the Jungle. And then, what else we got? The U.S. Senate passed a resolution apologizing to African Americans for slavery and racial segregation. That happened in 2009.
Jeez.
Tomorrow being Juneteenth, and I'm sure that spurred that, and it was a long time coming. And then, all right, let's see what today is. Our little list of things you can celebrate today if it's not your birthday. Go Fishing Day and International Panic Day. Today is the day to panic.
Don't panic.
Picnic Day. Panic at the picnic.
I like that.
Hey, that sounds like Dan Bickle's band. International Sushi Day. National Career Nursing Assistance Day. Shout out to the CNAs, yo. Cheesemakers Day. Dump the Pump Day. I wish I could. Splurge Day. But you know what? I know I get a lot of positive responses from people who drive EV vehicles, and they say the pickup and the speed will blow your mind, but I'm a combustion engine kind of gal. Splurge Day. Want to get away day. Recess at work day.
Okay.
And World Tapas Day. Small plates.
We should have recess at work one day and then play dodgeball.
I remember how dodgeball went in school.
Right.
7 o'clock straight
Kids
up,
got
yo.
Messed up.
It's Jackson City Music Station, K105.3. The Father's Day thing is coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
First day of summer on Father's Day.
That's right.
Juneteenth tomorrow, the celebration, the big celebration at Horace Blackman Park is on Saturday. Man, busy weekend.
Huge
sure.
weekend.
Then we asked the question on Facebook, just popping that out there. Got a little bit of feedback on it at this point. But what did someone steal from you at work? And Nick said, I once took extremely hot chicken wings from a hot challenge to work. And that was the day that somebody made a really bad mistake for some reason. I was kind of okay with my food being stolen while watching them run out of the break room in pain looking for water.
You deserve it. You know, around here, these things we put on our headphones, 3/4-inch jacks or whatever, those things come up missing.
Those are gold in the in the industry.
And when they come up missing, we know who it is. We know. We just do.
And how short-sighted on their end that they can be pinpointed as the last person in the studio.
Right.
Whatever.
We know it was you.
Forever.
Right.
Father who went above and beyond is earning the praise of social media fans after he was filmed getting into a sewer to retrieve his daughter's lost cell phone.
Oh. How old is this kid? Well, it's probably expensive, too, so that's probably part of it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I like to think I'm special, but I think any dad would do that for their daughter, says Michael Williams. His daughter, Julie, has been in Kansas City touring with the Dolly Parton's Threads, My Songs and Symphony show.
Oh.
I knew that was a thing, and what is it?
It's a mouthful, too, by the way.
Yeah. Of course it is. It's Dolly Parton. All right. So when she said someone stole her phone from her backpack during a workout class. So people, again, just don't mind that it doesn't belong.
Help myself. Take your things.
I knew that if for some reason there would have been a confrontation with somebody to get the phone. And I was like, I need to call my dad and make sure that he's there.
Sure. Backup.
I guess. Who works in the information technology sector. And had traveled to Kansas City, actually, to see her perform. Okay, I thought she called, Dad, over in Indiana, I'm in Kansas City, right. Can you come get my phone? Julie Williams said that because her father had put multiple safety features on her phone before it went missing, may have led the person who had it to get frustrated and discard it in the sewer. Go, Dad, because that's right, he's the IT guy. She said she used the Find Me feature on her instructor's phone to track her phone to the sewer. In a saga that she shared in a now viral Insta-reel. Members of the Kansas City Public Works team also jumped in to help the father-daughter duo. And in the end, Julie was able to get her phone back successfully. What's it smell like, though?
I said.
I thought to myself, I'm so grateful that I have my dad to call.
Now I gag every time I use my phone.
Stuff up in crevices and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, my old cell phone that I got rid of service for in 2022. It was still a very fine cell phone.
Sure.
And I would use it to still connect to like Wi-Fi every once in a while and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's been so long, it may be a good year or so ago in between times that I think to use it for whatever. Google doesn't like me on that phone. It will not let me put my Google on that in any way, shape, or form, and it's got the old phone number, so I can't even, like, forward myself a code.
Ah.
But I can use the Samsung internet to get on it.
Okay.
So I used it actually last 4th of July for that concert for Ozzy Osbourne. I mirrored it to my big TV. So I still have my regular phone that I could scroll on while I was watching the concert on the other phone.
I
don't want to say too much because I don't want to ruin surprises, but there was a need to get my phone out recently, that old phone, and see what old messages and pictures I had on it from my mom.
Yeah.
Now, I probably had the thing out maybe 3 months ago, pulled it out of the drawer. It's like the whole back of it exploded right off of it.
What?
Like, the cell phone itself is a nice Samsung phone, so there's like glass all around it. You can't pop into a phone like you used to.
Right. No easy
access.
It doesn't
look like the battery caught on fire. I don't know what, but the back of it blew when I picked it up. I'm like, what happened? I was waiting for like, you know, if you find an old toy that you left a battery in and like fuzzy foamy stuff's coming out of the...
Oh, that gunk.
There was no gunk in there and it still turned on and I was still able to use it. I was like, but what?
That's weird.
What happened?
Yeah.
Why did it explode? I will never know. All right. Have you seen any references to maxing about anything recently?
Maxing?
It's a new trend for our influencers, and they're doing things like Nana maxing, adapting the lifestyle of an Italian grandmother, cooking from scratch, gardening, cozy domestic routines, you know, running a house.
Sure.
Adulting.
Friction maxing, deliberately making things harder or more inconvenient to build discipline or resilience. Like taking cold showers, deleting delivery apps, parking too far away so you get your steps in.
This is all things that have been happening for years and years. And nobody's put terms on it or anything. This isn't new.
Was it last week when I went off the rail about all these newfangled, dangled ways that we're talking about old things, new ways?
I put my own term on it, and it makes it mine.
Cortisol maxing. Living in a way that seems designed to maximize stress hormones. Overworking, doom scrolling, sleeping too little, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Chud maxing. I just caught on to chud a couple weeks ago. Is it chud or chode? I think those are two different things. There's chode. I just caught. Have you seen chode? Those are the guys who drive trucks without turn signals.
I think there's another term for it too, but.
Then there's chud maxing, ironically embracing the taste, habits, and aesthetics associated with uncultured, unpleasant internet chuds. Oh, it's the same.
Yeah.
Chuds and chodes. I don't know. So meanwhile, this particular influencer, I bring this up, he's a 20-year-old kid, right?
Right.
And his name
knows everything.
He's a kick streamer and an influencer, and he's announced the Ascension Summit. It's the first ever in-person event. That's going to take place later this month in Miami. Attendees will spend a day with this guy who's named Clavicular. Clavicular, as he shares his strategies for improving physical appearance, growing a personal brand, and becoming unignorable on social media. Do you need a vomit bag yet?
I don't like these people.
Now it's time for you to find out how you can change your life by changing your appearance, he says. The summit will feature a looks maxing masterclass, a live Q&A with organizers called Mog Battles. What's a...
A Mog Battle?
A Mog Battle is a Q&A now.
Okay. And this guy's 20 years old?
Yeah.
No offense to any 20... Because there's a lot of bright and very talented 20-year-old people out there in the world.
Sure is.
But guys like this, I'm not listening to a damn word he's saying.
He has to say.
Right.
Clav is going to personally help you improve your looks by being brutally honest with what you need to improve on in real time with other attendees. So you pay to have this chode tell you you're a loser and how he can make you a winner.
And he's been on the world for about 2 seconds.
Man, I came across some old pictures of myself in my 20s.
Yeah.
It was a different time. My teeth were white.
I can tell you.
My skin was clear. I had bright-eyed enthusiasm. You could see it on my face.
Right. And I'm going to be super fair, too, because I saw there was that picture that showed up in my office, or in our office a few weeks ago or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And
you were a kid.
I would not trust anything that kid had to say. Say, yeah.
I'm just now figuring out some stuff.
Same. I would pie-face him and tell him to get away from me. You know what I'm saying? That one back, you know, me.
I'd drink and smoke with her at the bar, but I wouldn't necessarily.
Right.
She got me in some places, some trouble. And this some dude's stuff. Getting. I'm still trying to get out of the trouble she got me into.
This guy's probably getting an atomic wedgie for me at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not the guy we're talking about.
No. Me.
You. Yeah. Oh, do you keep a secret stash of snacks at home?
No.
I used to. Maybe I did. I don't
know. I would hide things sometimes behind places I know people wouldn't look.
Yeah.
Because we had teenagers for a while.
That's what I'm thinking
right.
about.
There was that. You know what I mean? But I don't have anything now. Like,
we had two boxes of Little Debbie's. Like, the only time I really yelled at my stepkid, and I didn't even really yell. There are two boxes of Little Debbie's. I knew they were. It was a sundae. I knew they were up there. I've been thinking right. about the brownie ever since before dinner. I'm going to have that brownie after dinner for dessert. And there was a box of, like, zebra cakes, too.
Oh, man.
And so I picked up the box of brownie out of the cupboard. Empty. And I could tell there was one in there. And I was so happy. And when I poured it out, it was a zebra cake.
I would have been so mad.
And she stood right there. And I was so confused for a second.
Right. What is this?
And I looked at her. I go, did you do this so you wouldn't have to step two steps over there and throw this box away? And she looked at me and froze up and ran upstairs.
It still happens. We have somebody in their late 20s. Yeah, that stuff still goes on.
Kids are exhausting.
Even sure. the ones in their late 20s.
3 in 5 Americans have a hidden snack stash. I don't have to do it now because it's just me and the cat. But there was a time I would hide some things, just not to hide them completely. But what? So if I wanted one right. and went to get one, it would actually still be there.
Sometimes I write my name on things if I know.
At home?
Oh, it's
so
stupid.
They still abide by? Do they abide
oh, yeah.
by them? Do they? Okay. Well, that's good. It'd be different if they were still like, that guy.
Right. In the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey, and it's time for Thursday Theater in the Morning Gas.
Yes, it is. All right, we're just going to get right into it.
Get into it, yeah.
Sorry, the window's open and it's blowing all my stuff around. The Man You Guys Really Suck Players present What's in the Box? J-Rod will play the part of Dad. And Mickey, that's me, will play the part of the kid. We open to find a dad opening a time capsule that he created in 1976 when he was in his youth, celebrating 1976, America's 200th birthday.
This shoebox is filled with all the great things from my life in the summer of 1976. America was celebrating her 200th birthday. It was a special time. Everything was great. People were wearing pants with cuffs 3 times the size of their head. My little brother wasn't born yet. So my life wasn't ruined yet.
Is that Uncle Charlie?
Yes, and as soon as he gets out of prison, you can meet him.
Neat.
Yeah. Calm down, kid. Let's look in this time capsule, okay? All right. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. This is the box my pet rock came in. Huge trend, like Needham's. But it could kill you if someone chucked it at you and you caught it into the temple.
The box is empty. Where did your pet rock go, Dad?
It ran away.
No. Oh. Well, who's that?
Ah, that is the lovely and spellbinding Farrah Fawcett, 1 star of the popular TV show Charlie's Angels, and the queen of this here poster. In the summer of 1976, flagpoles all across America were erected in her honor. Boy, if this poster could talk.
What would it say, Dad?
Ask your health and teacher.
Whoa! What is that, a dried out Tootsie Roll?
That is my petrified dog turd.
A petrified dog turd? What's he afraid of, Dad?
Cool it with the dad jokes, kid. That's my job.
Why do you have a petrified dog turd, Dad?
Well, it didn't look like that when I put it in there. Dog turds used to turn white. What can I tell you?
Tell me why you kept dog doing a shoebox for 50 years, Dad.
It belonged to my neighbor's dog, Shempy. I love that dog. I wanted a dog. I kept asking and asking, but I got a pet rock instead.
Aw, and it ran away, Dad.
That's right. At least I had Shempy. They would tie a pork chop around my neck just so he would play with me.
Dad, good dad joke, Dad.
Son, and remember, a dad joke isn't a dad joke until it becomes grown.
Aw, thanks, Dad.
And scene. Thursday Theater. Another one in the book.
We got Pet of the Week. Coming up here next from Kibbe Park Animal Hospital. I bet they're proud.
Why aren't dog turds white anymore, by the way?
Has something to do with what they changed making their food with.
Oh, great.
Maybe we'll learn that next hour.
Yeah, morning gas. Feeling good on a Thursday. Hope your life is awesome right now and the day is just blooming in goodness for you as we continue on. Yeah. Hopefully you don't hear that sound today for anything if you attempt something.
Right.
That would be horrible. Wouldn't that be awesome, though?
If you had sound effects to your life.
Right, all of a sudden they just popped out of nowhere.
Sure.
That'd be sweet. Yeah.
Like that when stuff's going. Yeah.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Yeah.
And Miss Cleo.
We got this one all the time.
Yeah. My favorite sound effect of all time.
I was looking forward to, where'd it go?
I'm looking forward to, yeah, there you go.
There we go. This one would be good in life, too.
One of our favorite segments of the whole entire week happening right now. Yeah. With our friends from Kibbe Park Animal Hospital, we introduce to you the newest Pet of the Week.
Yeah.
It's not a cat.
No.
It's not a dog.
No.
We've only had canines and felines. We're making history today.
Yeah, Samantha.
Samantha is
at the Jackson County Animal Shelter right now, and Samantha is one of two pet rats currently looking for a home. She's about 1.5 years old.
Aww.
She's friendly. She's a curious little girl. I need some kind of song here, because I'm just...
Yeah. There you go. That's a Samantha song right there.
She's a curious little girl who enjoys spending time with people and exploring her surroundings.
Really?
Like many pets, pet rats... Samantha is intelligent, social, and full of personality. She loves investigating anything new and is always eager to see what's going on around her. Rats make great companions and are known for forming strong bonds with their owners. She can be adopted on her own or with her friend, Penelope, who is also available for adoption.
Oh, just get them both.
Yeah, you have to.
I think that would be cruel not to.
Yeah. Whether you are an experienced rat owner or considering pet rats for the first time, Samantha might be... the perfect new addition to your family. Her adoption fee is just $30. You can meet her at the Jackson County Animal Shelter. And you can meet Penelope, too. And learn why so many people do fall in love with rats. Now, I gotta tell you, she's pretty cute.
It's not the most traditional pet that you would think of.
She is cute.
I love her. Oh, my God. It's not traditional. It's not what you think of as you think of like a cat or a dog or whatever you're thinking right now. But I can tell you, my wife... in a previous life,
yeah,
they had rats, and I mean, the kids loved. They were great with the kids and everything. Like it was, she had some great things to say about having a pet rat. So,
well,
you know, try it out.
How are they different from a gerbil or guinea pig?
It's not what you think of.
I probably think that they're probably going to be a little bit better and interactive with you.
Whatever you don't picture what you think a rat may be on the New York City subway or something. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's not that. This girl right here
she's cute.
Is adorable.
She kind of reminds me of Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah. Put a chef hat on her.
That's all I'm saying. So check her out and her friend Penelope maybe and learn why so many people fall in love with pet rats.
You could set up like little mazes or something. Yeah, you could have all kinds of fun with this. This critter.
Right. This morning, I was like, what?
Right.
And now that we sat with it all morning and thinking about
right.
it and looking at how cute she is.
I want to pie face myself from earlier today.
Right. For being a jerk.
Right.
Because she looks cute and she sounds amazing. And her name's Samantha. And she is our pet of the week.
Penelope.
From Kibbe Park Animal Hospital this morning. And you can see her at k1053.com/pet of the week.
Thursday continues on with J-Rod and Mickey live from the studio sponsored by the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley. Hey, the morning gas brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, thanks to them for sure.
Yeah, big time.
And then on Tuesday, I think maybe we're supposed to have a guest, if I remember the calendar correctly, for Express Trivia.
Yeah, Andrea's probably coming back. I think that's the deal.
All right, cool.
They're visiting once a month.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
And usually the same day that Jeff Bontrager from Northwest visits us as well.
So it's filled up
away. Yeah, that Tuesday, that last Tuesday of the month, yeah. It's always something you can always look forward to. Two great friends of the show and of the radio stations here at McKibben Media Group, and we love them both dearly.
Express Trivia is going to be $25. A reset because we had a winner, but still $25.
That's huge.
And hopefully prices will keep going down. But,
right?
I mean, we're just, sitting on the edge of our seat. Just, like, people like to have us because it's like a TV show or something. What's going to happen next?
Just try your best and do what you can do to make your life a better day, you know?
Yeah.
That's it.
What did you, what did someone steal from you at work is our Facebook question this morning, and I'm going to give the gold cup to Courtney. She said, my sanity.
Oh, Courtney! Somebody give it back!
I'm there with you, girl. Choosing Texas, here's Ellen Langley on K105.3. Woo.
Back to the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey. Powered by Kelly Express Mart.
Yeah. I love her. That laugh.
What I her too.
Yeah, where's she at? She's probably gone.
There's a documentary about her.
It was
what
a whole
scammer she was.
It was a scheme in the scheme of things.
Right, but a great laugh.
Miss Cleo, if you're not sure, that's who that laugh is. It's J-Rod and Mickey. Hey, guys. Thanks for being with us on episode 603.
Appreciate your time this morning, and we've been asking the question on Facebook, what did someone steal from you at work?
Oh, man.
And we're getting some interesting answers.
I like the ones where it's like they didn't actually like take something physical. I think that's some of that, and I think that happens at work, too.
They steal your soul.
Or they steal whatever, yeah.
Company jacket that we all got. Sirista. We all got it CertainTeed. We all got one.
Everyone got one. Everyone, no need for anybody to take anybody else's jacket because you were given one.
And got taken. Like, bro, I'm sorry you were cold, but didn't you get one too? They said.
Right.
A mini calendar and dry erase markers, Josh said. I left early one day and made it seem like I might be quitting. And I came back the next day and my stuff was missing. Wow. Neat. They didn't even let a body get cold. Nathan said my good pen, which that's going to send somebody straight to hell.
I know.
You don't mess with pens.
Oh, our traffic department, that was one of those things. They would take off with, like, the good pen.
No.
And you know what? That's the one person you want on your side in
right.
this building.
The Italian great-grandmother.
Right.
On that. Two pop safety glasses and my production papers. Ugh. Kids. She must have a younger workforce. Tanya does.
I had a bottle of orange juice in that refrigerator one time.
Yeah.
And it just came up. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that's, I mean, should you have to put your name on stuff?
I guess you do.
It was a part-timer. I know it.
I do like the stories that I see viral or at least suggesting it's something that they did. Mm-hmm. Like, take a sandwich baggie and make the inside of it colored, like, with markers or something, so it looks like your sandwich is moldy.
Oh.
Nobody will touch it.
Smart.
Or if you suspect a certain person and it's habitual,
yeah,
people start messing, like, adding baby laxatives and
yeah.
stuff to the food.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't either.
Because theft is a thing, too, right?
Yeah. Lindsay, Nerd Clusters and Little Debbie Zebra Cakes.
Ooh.
Straight to prison.
Someone takes Nerd Clusters from me, they're getting it. They might not ever be found again.
Getting cut. Diane said food. So the stuff that got took at work. Question this
I know
morning.
Phone chargers used to be a thing around here back in the day too. Like
yeah,
you'd have
I remember those.
Like
being
it'd be in your like it'd be in your space. Well, they needed it. Oh, okay. You can't put it back when you're done with
concrete
it?
Block upside the head.
Right. Right in the head.
I'm not a violent person.
No.
But I guess I am. All right, so Father's Day is this weekend. And this is a collection of comments from the internet from dads and what they really want, not that number one dad mug.
No. Nobody ever wants that.
I mean, I'm guessing you get one when you're a dad eventually. But
if you get one from a 6-year-old, that's cool.
Yeah, but not.
You know what I mean?
36-year-old. I just want to be listened to without having to repeat myself.
Aw.
A pressure washer.
Good luck with that, buddy. A pressure washer. Yeah.
A pressure washer. A pack of decent socks is good.
Ah.
I agree with that. An ice cream cake.
Ooh.
Flowers and a card. They want the traditional thing to go with it, I guess. I just want a handmade card and to smoke meat all day. So I guess he's suggesting they get the meat. They stop at Jerome Country Market
and
bring the meat.
Yeah. Dad loves getting on the grill, the smoker, whatever. I get it.
I love my family, but I'm also an introvert, so the perfect day would be my wife leaving with the kids at dawn and not coming back
and
ever. Oh, wait, it said bedtime.
I hate to say that, too. but it's true.
Personal time, yeah. This day and age, is a luxury, and it's very valuable. A sword.
What are you going to do with that sword, bro?
I don't know.
You don't need a sword.
A day to read and write, paint, play video games, yeah. Whatever I want. Right, take the family away and let me do what I want. A great at-home breakfast. Something that's easily within the repertoire, but not an everyday thing. So
sure.
Instead of French toast, maybe French toast casserole.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. That sounds good.
It does. Somebody listening, get on that. Hey, ASAP.
To play around to golf with my son and my father. Nice weather, great cheeseburgers, some cold beers.
Simple.
All American right there,
America.
I think. I want to pack a cooler and go to a local park and set up a small grill, have burgers.
Yeah.
Maybe with nobody looking or in a different container, a couple beers or two, and hang out with my wife and daughter. And dudes can be nice.
Yeah.
I don't have that impression. I know you get that from me a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're different.
Not everybody's,
I love to go evil. Love to go on a long hike with my kids. Number three, go to a baseball game, eat some hot dogs, enjoy time with my kids away from screens.
Well, it goes back to two. Like, I mean, you look at, like, the people that are coming over to this country to watch World Cup or whatever, and they're like, oh, man, we had this thought of this place, this America.
Yeah.
And it's not what they're finding out it is.
Right.
You know?
They're finding out it's not really algae pond scum out there.
Right.
It's in some places, but not within the people usually.
Right.
A day off.
Jeez.
One of my besties from middle school, she got reacquainted with another kid that we went to school with. Actually, so we went to school with a girl named Dawn, and it's Dawn's little brother. And I found out just a couple years ago that in their early 20s, my friend Heather and Henry hooked up. I was like, no kidding, that's great.
Right?
How fun is that? And then they lived their lives. And got back together in the 40s.
Wow.
In their 40s. And they've gotten married. And they're just doing great. And I'm so happy
for
them.
What a turn of events,
talk about
too,
somebody
right?
who really had a bunch of jerks in her life. He works 12 hours a day. Sometimes 6 days a week.
Sure.
I don't know how he does it physically. Right. Because he only has one leg. And I'm not.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not being ableist.
No.
But that just blew. I can barely take care of myself with two legs.
Look
I'm
at this
saying.
Guy. Yeah, right. Look at this, what he's doing every day. You can do, everybody can pull it off.
That's what I'm, right. I was like, how can he?
And to say, like, you know, too, like, for somebody that, like, all I want for Father's Day is a day off. Like, you know what I mean? That stinks, too.
That's American, too.
Right.
All right. To be able to spend time with my family and not be expected to go out. And a meal with my in-laws. Oh, that was the number one answer, and I get that. Like, he wants to be with just his regular family
Immediate.
The hustle and bustle and the busyness of maybe a restaurant with people that he might just tolerate.
In-laws are awesome, but there's, like, way too many different personalities going on sometimes.
Yeah.
And it can get nutty.
He just wants a special day with his fam. Father's Day. You know what? Let me check this. Just might get a last
little
call in for our Power Cow contest. I think the drawing is this afternoon.
Oh, is it?
But there might still be. No, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
They took it down.
It's dumb.
So, there it is. It is there.
Share
your tributes to Dad. 959thepowercow.com. You'll see the blue screen. Share your tributes to Dad.
Get the app.
You got to get the app because we're going to use the voice feature and you give a vocal tribute to your dad to enter the contest. It's going to ask you to sign in once and then you never have to sign in again because we have to know who. It's no different than signing up for a regular contest. If it was on our page, you would still have to put in your information.
Yeah, and we just don't want rogue people going on there just saying whatever they're going to say and then ditching out. You know what I'm saying? We want to know who you are. We're invested in you. We want you to be invested in us as well.
It's a great prize pack.
Simple.
That's a gift basket from Hammond Hardware, a Michelob Ultra golf bag, a $100 gift card to Atlas Restaurant in Brooklyn, binoculars from Shoepex, and we've yet to talk about our new friends, the Shoepex, so to speak.
Oh,
even though they've been around for 70 years, we met the kids the other day, and it was totally awesome. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But summer fun items from the Brokerage House and a basket for Dad's swag basket from the Grand River Brewery. Those are all the prizes in one thing. The drawing's this afternoon. You've got the time right now to download that app and get signed up. It's not a contest of who's got the best tribute.
No.
It's just any tribute. That's the way you enter the contest.
It doesn't cost anything either. And you don't have to pay anything extra to do the voices or anything like that. Just do it.
Free download wherever you get your apps. The Power Cow app Simple. Is what we're focusing Father's Day on with our new apps this time around. Wherever Apple, Android, download that new Power Cow app, the one with the yellow-orange logo on it. All right, so the folks at Esquire magazine, which is just about as pompous, I guess, and ridiculous as Rolling Stone magazine,
have
created a list of the 25 most American songs of all time. And they're not talking about like John Philip Sousa and the Star Spangled Banner, just good old American artists making music for Americans.
Sure.
America.
Songs that are distinctly American, addressing protest and leisure, joy and pain, wisdom and silliness, nostalgia and experimentation. And believe it or not, of all time, Driver's License is on that list from Olivia Rodrigo.
Everybody jump out the window right now.
You just ruined your list.
We're it's done.
All credibility
We're done.
Is gone.
Esquire magazine has no clue what they're doing over there.
They wrote that it demonstrated the eternal power of two American pop's defining themes, cars and heartbreak. There's other songs to better do that.
Right.
Like Paradise at the by the Dashboard Lights. By Meatloaf. let's see. Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. Because, according to Esquire, the all-time biggest-selling single by a female artist and an era-defining record. The magazine also notes it represented the culmination of America's musical century, blending country music storytelling, pop sonic architecture, and black creative expression. They gave some thought to that. I agree with them on that
one. For sure. So why wasn't that one number one?
I don't know if it's... It's just Olivia, one of the songs, Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
It wasn't at number one.
But it's on there. All right.
Yeah, still. Tom Petty's Free Fallin', Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Right.
Out of all the Bruce Springsteen songs, The River, All Right by Kendrick Lamar, Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
Yikes.
It's pretty American, that whole thing.
Yeah, it's got that sound.
And we've got a Jimmy Buffett story coming up here in just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's pretty good, actually. Oh. Some tracks by Bob Dylan, The Ramones, Johnny Cash, Kiss, The Chicks, Woody Guthrie, Bad Bunny, Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, and The Beach Boys. And if you're wondering why Party in the USA or Born in the USA isn't on the list, it's because those songs mentioned America or whatever.
It's not what it's about, right?
They were immediately eliminated because that wasn't supposed to be the goal of the thing, to mention the country specifically. If you look at the full list, you will notice that there are no songs in there from Prince.
Wait a minute.
Or Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Esquire writes that the two men possessed such otherworldly gifts that they seem to stand for something beyond their native country.
I can see that.
Yeah. All right, so the Jimmy Buffett story. It's a Travis Kelce story, actually.
Oh.
He shared this embarrassing story. And man, I think we've probably all been there. But he mistook the Jimmy Buffett for business mogul Warren Buffett at a music festival.
Mm.
He said he had too much to drink. He was told that Buffett wanted to meet him. He tells me a story from high school about how he picked up the guitar for the first time. And I said, no way. Warren Buffett played the guitar?
Oh, my gosh.
And Jimmy's face went from smiling ear to ear to not smiling at all. I heard he was kind of a jerk.
Oh, I could see that.
So...
Get him out of here now.
Delilah. Hey there, Delilah. You want to hear that on a Southwest Airlines flight live? Plain White Tees boarded a Southwest flight and performed their signature hit. I would jump out of the plane. You know what it made me think of in that movie Airplane, when he just keeps telling everybody about his heartbreak and they all just, they're tired of hearing it. And they stand in line to kill themselves or smack him in the face and stuff.
Imagine that droning on and they're there live doing it in front of your face. Why don't you just rob me and punch me in the face a bunch of times while you're at it?
Yeah. It's part of the airline's Live at 35 program, which invites musicians to serenade the cabin while they cruise at 35,000 feet. In the Air set actually marked the second Plain White Tees performances on a Southwest flight. They did it long ago, 15 years ago.
Jeez. I don't want to hate on them, but that's their only thing, yeah. They kind of have to.
I
feel bad for him.
But I don't ever want to hear that song.
No, I'm good.
Ever again. And I swear, though, I mean, it is a song that was at the time. Because as soon as I turned on an early 2000s stream or radio station or whatever, that flipping song comes on. Hey, we had Rihanna a few seconds ago. She has 20 songs that have hit billion streaming status.
I believe it.
Get it, girl. Riri. Hey, we are so excited to introduce something to Jackson. It'll officially start next week. It will save you money on something that you probably enjoy doing. And we're going to get the official announcement from our new sales manager, our general sales manager, Ed Gray.
Yeah, Ed.
Is doing great things here, and this is one of them. And we're going to talk with him about this new program coming up that we can't wait to share with you on K105.3.
It's been 2 months since we introduced you guys to our new general sales manager here at the radio station, Ed Gray, and he's back. Got
good
a huge
morning.
Good morning, huge update from Ed. But Ed, it's been 2 months. How's things been going, man? How do you like it here?
I am still here, so I think that says it all, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But quite honestly, love it. Great people, great group of people. That's one of the things about working with a family-run radio company.
Yeah.
You know, you get to have a lot of fun. You get to make change. You know, all kinds of great things. Over the past couple of months, met a lot of local business leaders, business owners, and all good people.
That's great. Just a little, like, behind the scenes, too, and we shared it in the meeting yesterday, but when I walked into Connor's room where he makes commercials and stuff, he had a stack of papers.
Right.
Yeah. I had not seen him hold a stack of papers in probably a year, dude. And that's you.
Sorry, but I appreciate you.
That's the old school, though, man. That's I haven't seen that stack of papers since I did production.
We want a stack of papers like that.
We want to be buried.
Yeah, we're doing some celebrations starting next week of America celebrating 250 years for local businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mark,
that was just a little part of it. I'm telling you. So, no, we're all pleased. Mm-hmm. That's a great situation to have.
There's a snowball effect, I believe, happening here with Ed here. I'm a big fan of you, man. And feeling really good things
because I'm seeing
you being
it
here. Yeah.
And the people that you are commanding.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm seeing it on there. I'm seeing it.
Morale changes and such, too. Yeah.
We've got a great team of marketing strategists here at K105.3 McKibben Media Group. And, you know, they're dynamic. They are doing what's best for local business.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're in here this morning to tell us about something new, another way we can support local business.
Most definitely. I am so excited. You know, working with companies, I always talk about brands. You know, K105.3 is one of our brands.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just a radio station. Between our podcasts, the stuff we do on social medias, the events that we're at, it's our brand out there. Okay, and we are launching a brand new brand. Brand new brand.
Yeah.
JacksonSavings.com.
Ta-da! That's where I need the
ta-da. Ta-da!
Yeah.
All right. So what is JacksonSavings.com? It's a local website that is live now where you can sign up for offers from local businesses. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're kicking it off with restaurants. And the reason why we're focusing on restaurants is, first of all, who doesn't like to go out and have a good meal? Whether it's you and your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my case, that happens to be Shannon, who I know she's listening, so I'm throwing your name out there.
Shout out, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Shout out to Shannon and our little dog, Gizmo.
Gizmo!
Gizmo Gunner. Great is his name. Triple G in the house. J-Rod's just laughing over there.
Because I like you because you're, like, the realness of everything about you. Like, there's nothing like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm me. I'm what you get, okay? So local restaurants, because everybody loves to go out and eat. They like to have a good time. Family, friends, significant others, whatever it happens to be. But let's be candid. You know, I'm glad that gas is under $4 a gallon, but who would have thought that I was glad that gas was under $4 a gallon, right? So whether you're dealing with grocery bills, whether you're dealing with the cost of fuel, whether you're dealing with a mortgage or renting or whatever it happens to be expenses, things
just living
tight, right? What was that?
Just living,
just being
just
alive,
living.
Just being alive,
expensive.
Yeah, waking up.
So, you know, waking up. Well, I got my coffee, so I'm not hitting that wall like that song said, okay? But it comes down to, you know, we want people to go out and still have a good time. So we said, let's start off with restaurants. So every Thursday at 8:30 at our storefront, JacksonSavings.com, you'll get the opportunity to buy a $50 gift certificate from a local restaurant at half price.
Yeah!
$25,
$25, guys. That's correct. There are going to be local different restaurants. And if you happen to be a restaurateur that's listening and you want to get involved, there is no you cutting the company a check for this. There's a way we do this. We're doing radio. We're doing digital. I love to bribe our talent like you two.
Yeah.
And
we love to be bribed.
I know you do. So, you know, Thursday mornings, you know, we will be feeding our air talent and our staff thanks to our restaurant partners. And we're going to be giving away, because I like to bribe listeners too, some gift cards to those local restaurants. Now, if you don't happen to win, you'll get a chance starting that Thursday at 8:30 to go to our storefront, jacksonsavings.com, and buy your gift cards to all these local restaurants. Okay, so there's only one up there right now, which happens to be Grand River Brewery.
GRB, baby.
And they are our first partner. They're kind of going through a rebrand themselves. Christina and I and her team over there. Excuse me, they're going through a rebrand, new menu. So if you go to their website right now, you won't see the current menu, but they are known things like wood fire pizza. They're known for, you know, the Carolina barbecue, obviously craft beers. They've launched a new few beers. I don't know if they're going to bring in some product sampling next Thursday. We'll talk to her about that.
Yeah,
the beverages.
Please.
But restaurants
what
are going to be
what an exciting time
doing.
For them, too. This is like working perfectly for both of
the
us.
The synergy, you got that right. So we're going to have mainly restaurants, but we're going to do some theme weeks. So, you know, I want to do a women's week, maybe in the fall, where, you know, you'll get manis, you'll get pedis, spa treatments, massages. You know, although I did an interview with our sister station, and Mark said, you know what, there's nothing wrong with a guy getting a massage.
I know lots of dudes who get pedis.
Self-care, taking care of yourself. What's the shame in that?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. So we will be doing that in the future as well. So local restaurants, it gives the opportunity for people who maybe haven't had a chance to sit down and have a good meal from a good restaurant in a while because money's been tight. Now you can do it.
Yeah. Half.
Half.
$50 certificate for just $25 starting tomorrow at 8:30.
But we can go and get there right now and get ourselves get your account going right now.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens is there's no cost to sign up for an account, okay? All you go to jacksonsavings.com, give it your email address, your first name, your last name, set up a password, and then every week you'll get an email with what the offer is for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody did it in the meeting yesterday while we were talking. And I'm not exaggerating, like 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very quick.
Everything is secure. You don't need to worry about any of that stuff. Everything is secured. And this is brought to you by the local radio stations. You know, getting back to, you know, what part of the reason I love being here is we're local.
Yeah.
We are the brands here in town. We represent the community.
Yeah, for sure. And we get away with stuff that you don't normally get away with.
Right?
No corporation.
We try to.
You know, with hundreds and hundreds of stations under their belt are going to offer up anything like this.
Yeah.
JacksonSavings.com. You can go check it out right now, like J-Rod said and Ed advised. Just go ahead and get signed up and then
be ready.
Next week is
next
when.
Thursday.
Because there's only so many too, right?
You are correct about that, J-Rod. We do have
a
limited number of certificates available to the public. You know, and you know, they can go in anytime they want with these certificates once they purchased it. You know, certificates will be good for a year. So they can go throughout the year, you know, but the idea being that they can go in, maybe experience a restaurant that they've been reading about on social media.
Yeah.
And now they get the chance to try it out at a reduced price. They like it. They have a good time. They come back, which is great for the restaurant. I mean, restaurants nowadays, because, you know, money is tight, they don't have as many diners going through.
Yeah, their costs are up, too, just like us.
Exactly. So, you know, this is a way for a local restaurant to get involved and get people in the door.
JacksonSavings.com.
Yeah. Don't miss out on this. And I know there's like a limit too per person too when you go there. But man, $50 gift certificate for $25, that's crazy. We're hooking you guys up. And so are the restaurants, and we're just having a good time with it. And celebrating Jackson with JacksonSavings.com. Ed, congratulations on being awesome.
Well, thank you both. And thank you to you guys, because without you, we can't make this happen.
Hey, man. It's all partnership. We're all on the same team.
That's correct, brother.
It's the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.